This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, June 25th. I'm Patricia Naft. Yesterday was the end of the Colorado primaries. Hundreds of thousands of registered Democrats and Republicans voted across the state. KVNF's Laura Pomisano went to a polling station in Hotchkiss to talk to voters like Democrat Janet Warren.
I wanted to make sure that I voted so I could represent, you know, what I believe in.
To Republican Lee Byram.
I feel that some of my rights are trying to be taken from me, so I'm going to use every right that I have. And so I voted.
This morning we have the results of those votes. With most Democrats running unopposed, here are the results from the Republican Party. With 89% of the precincts reporting, Bob Beauprez has been elected to run for governor for the Republican Party. Bob Beauprez, with 30% of the votes, beat out Tom Tancredo, who received 27% of the votes, Scott Gessler, 23% of the votes, and Mike Kopp, 20% of the votes. For Delta County Clerk and Recorder, Republican Party Terry Stevenson edged out Patricia Luna with 62% of the votes. Patricia Luna with 37% of the votes. Representative to the U.S. Congress District 3, 99% of precincts reporting, Scott Tipton was elected with 75% of the votes, edging out David Cox, who received 25% of the votes. Representative to the U.S. Congress District 4, with 82% of the precincts reporting, Ken Buck was elected with 44% of the votes. Scott Renfro received 24%, Barbara Kirkmeyer 17%, and Steve Laffey 15% of the votes. Representative to the U.S. Congress District 5, 81% of the precincts reporting, Doug Lamborn was elected with 53% of the votes. Bentley Rayburn received 47% of the votes. State Board of Education Congressional District Number 3, Marsha Neal received 52% of the votes, Barbara Ann Smith with 48% of the votes. Those were the results of yesterday's primary. The general election will be held in November. The town of Loveland also held a special election on imposing a 2-year moratorium on fracking. Voters in Loveland have rejected a fracking moratorium, a citizen-driven effort to force a 2-year moratorium on hydraulic fracturing in Loveland has been narrowly defeated, according to an unofficial election result released Tuesday night. The Pitkin County Coroner's Office released their findings on the death of Claudia Ruiz. Ruiz went missing last month after leaving her home in Silt. Her body was found near the town of Emma out in the wilderness. The coroner's office says she died from hypothermia and no foul play is suspected. Ruiz had a history of mental illness. The fruit harvest season has started in western Colorado. KVNF's Laura Pomisano visited a local orchard to see what's ripe.
Cherries are usually the first fruit ready for picking in the North Fork Valley.
They're getting big and they're getting really nice and black. We don't want to pick them red, we want to pick them black.
Jeff Schwartz owns Delicious Orchards in Hotchkiss. He says his cherry crop this year is light.
5 or 7% of the cherries made it through the spring freeze. And we're looking at the cherries now. They're getting dark and they're probably 4 to 5 days away from starting to pick.
What is a typical harvest like for you?
On these trees, on this 1.5 acres of cherries, we can harvest up to 20,000 pounds.
Schwartz says he'd count himself lucky if he was able to harvest 2,000 pounds of cherries.
And so, yeah, we're always fighting the birds. We're fighting the freeze in early spring, and then we have to kind of figure out how to outwit the birds right here at harvest.
After cherries, apricots are the next fruit ready to be harvested in the North Fork Valley. Peaches, nectarines, plums, and pears are harvested in late summer, and apples are ripe in the fall. Schwartz says his peach crop will also be light this year.
This winter we lost about 80% of our peach crop due to a winter freeze. In December we had very cold temperatures on our orchard, like negative 12 degrees Fahrenheit for a couple nights in a row. That cold just really settled hard in the peach block and damaged a lot of peaches on our orchard.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Farmers markets on the western slope have started selling local cherries. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.